Welcome back to Good News Radio. Today, we're going to learn about a man named Johannes Kepler, who was born in Germany in 1571. As a little boy, he was very sick, and not even his mother or his father seemed to care.
There's no cure for this sickness. There's nothing we can do except wait and see if he will live or die.
Eventually, Kepler got a lot better, but the sickness caused problems with his muscles and eyes that would bother Kepler for the rest of his life. Kepler's parents weren't even home when Kepler got better. They had left 4-year-old Kepler with his grandparents and traveled far away. They never visited or even wrote letters to ask how he was doing. Kepler must have felt sad. He was poor, he often got sick, and his own parents didn't even seem to want him. His life seemed full of problems. Finally, after almost 2 years, his parents came home. But the happiness didn't last long. Kepler quickly discovered that his parents weren't very nice people. They were selfish and dishonest. His home was often filled with nasty arguments as his parents yelled at each other and at him. His father wasted most of their money getting drunk instead of taking care of his family. Sometimes, he left home for a long time to go make more money, and eventually, he left his family completely. Kepler's home wasn't a happy place, and his own family didn't even seem to care about him. But there was someone who cared about him very much. Even while all of these things were going on, Kepler was going to church and learning about the Bible. He was glad to learn that the same powerful God who had made the universe cared about him and his problems. He enjoyed learning about God and the amazing universe God had made. Kepler was very excited when it was time for him to begin school. In school, he learned about reading, writing, and math. Soon, he could read the Bible for himself. Kepler did very well in school, even though his parents wouldn't let him go every day. They often made him skip school so he could work like a servant for them.
Education is nowhere near as important as making money. Besides, we don't have enough money to pay for your school.
But God is in control, and he made the way for Kepler to keep going to school.
Why are you so sad, Johannes?
My parents want me to get a job instead of completing my studies. They say school is too expensive and we can't afford it. I want to obey my parents, but I also want to complete my studies. I just don't know what to do, teacher.
There's another way to pay for your studies. If you pass a very hard test, you can win a scholarship and get school for free.
Kepler studied very hard for the test, and he passed and won the scholarship. Kepler was able to keep going to school and eventually went to a university. His teachers noticed he was very good at math and astronomy, which is the study of outer space. But his favorite thing to study was God's Word. He wanted to study the Bible and become a pastor when he grew up. But before he could finish learning to go be a pastor, Kepler heard about a different opportunity.
I wonder who that could be. Professor, it's a pleasure to see you.
Good evening.
Come in. Is there something I can help you with?
Thank you, Johannes. I can only stay a minute. I've heard of news of a nearby school that is in desperate need of a teacher. I was wondering if you would go teach at this school, Johannes. I think it would be a great opportunity for you.
That would be a great opportunity. I need to think it over and get back to you.
At first, Kepler was disappointed because he had been planning to be a pastor, but he knew God was in control. God could use him to share the good news about Jesus no matter what job he had. So he decided to take the job. While he was a school teacher, Kepler spent more and more time studying outer space. The more he studied, the more he realized he could help people learn about God by telling them about the amazing things God created in the universe. He began to write books about outer space. Let's pretend to listen to some of the things he wrote about.
The things in outer space obey the laws that were created by God in the very beginning of the world. I will praise the Lord, my Creator, as long as I live, because He made everything. He created the things we don't understand at all, the things we understand a little bit, and things that haven't even been discovered yet. The Creator is the source of all wisdom and the everlasting ruler. He designed the way things move in outer space.
Kepler wanted people to understand that everything in the universe is created and controlled by God. Kepler wanted people to learn and believe that God has the power and wisdom to take care of them and even save them from sin.
God, please use my work to show people your glory and how they can be saved from sin.
Many people read Kepler's books, and eventually he became famous. Important scientists began to write him letters, and one of the world's most famous astronomers, who's a scientist that studies outer space, offered Kepler a job.
My team of scientists have been studying the movement of Mars, but it's a great mystery. We need your help.
Kepler could hardly wait to begin studying the movement of Mars.
I'll solve the mystery of Mars in 8 days.
Kepler was wrong. He had to study Mars for several years, but eventually he made three amazing discoveries. First, he discovered each planet follows an elliptical or oval-shaped path around the sun, called an orbit. In Kepler's day, you could be punished for believing this because most people thought it was a crazy idea. But Kepler cared more about understanding how God made the world than about what other people thought. The universe follows special rules God put in place for how it should work. Kepler helped prove that the planets orbit around the sun. They follow God's rules that control the path of each planet. Next, Kepler discovered that planets move faster when they are closer to the sun. This change in speed had confused scientists for a long time, but Kepler's discovery pointed to another one of God's special rules for the universe, one that controls the speed of the planets. Kepler also discovered God has a rule for planets that controls how close they are to each other. Now scientists could measure how far each planet is from the sun. Today, these three important discoveries are called Kepler's laws of planetary motion, and scientists still use them to study outer space. Kepler's important discoveries made him one of the most famous scientists on Earth. Even though Kepler was now an important scientist, he still had problems. Many people were mean to Kepler because they didn't like what he believed about God. One of them even kicked Kepler's family out of their own house. People sometimes refused to pay Kepler the money he earned for his work, so he was often poor, even though he was one of the most important scientists in the world. His entire life was filled with difficulty and sadness, but he knew God is bigger, wiser, and more powerful than any problem. He trusted God to care for him even when life was hard. For the rest of his life, Kepler enjoyed studying outer space and telling others about the wise and powerful God who made it all. Many scientists have used his discoveries to help them learn very important things about God's universe. Kepler's discoveries have helped many people learn about God's power and wisdom as they study and explore the incredible universe he created. Even though Kepler lived hundreds of years ago, people still call him one of the greatest scientists of all time. But many people don't realize why he made these discoveries. Kepler wanted people to understand how powerful and wise God is, so they would trust him to take care of them and save them from sin. Have you trusted God to save you from sin? You can trust that the same God who created and controls the universe also has enough power to care for you and save you from sin. He sent Jesus Christ to make the way for you to be saved. The Bible says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved." To believe in Jesus means trusting he's the only one perfect and powerful enough to save you from sin, because he took your punishment when he died and came back to life. God promises that when you believe in Jesus, you will be saved from sin, which are the wrong things that you do. He will make you part of his family and take care of you forever. You are more important to God than all the stars and planets in the universe put together. Will you trust him to save you from sin today? You can tell God the things you believe about what Jesus did for you when he died and came back to life. If you would like to believe in Jesus to save you from sin, you can do that wherever you are. God will hear you no matter where you are. You can trust that if you truly believe in Jesus as your Savior, you will be saved. I have a question for you. Do you like ice cream? I love ice cream! And next week, we're going to hear a story about it. See you next time!